Greetings. Thank you so much for joining us today right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. And this is Ellen Kamai, The Natural Nurse, hoping that you stay healthy. We love to hear from you. We have hundreds of thousands of people who tune in live and also who listen to the archive later on. And we often get a question like, where can we take classes and workshops and get more information about natural alternatives, which is myself, Ellen Kamai, the natural nurse, and my illustrious co-host, Dr. Eugene Zamperone. One of the best places to find all the things that we have available is at naturalnurse.com. And if you go to classes and workshops, you'll see all the up and coming events. Like we have one called Living Pain-Free Naturally, which is a free online series that goes all around the world. And then coming right up in February, we have Herbs and Dowsing Techniques. Perhaps you've heard of dowsing. It's a way that it's a little better, let's say, than a wild guess. You can really see what's going on for you, which foods, which nutrients, which herbs might be best, and also help someone decide which one, when, and for how long. That would be called prioritize various therapeutics. We also have an actual trip scheduled to Jamaica West Indies, where we live with shamanic healers for a week. We have that listed online. And then we have a class called Herbal Manufacturing Legal Considerations. And then in March is coming one of the favorite classes of mine that we do on a yearly basis. It's called Natural Nurse Herb Certification Course. And it actually offers 18 CEUs for health professionals, although you don't have to be a health professional to take it. But if you are an RN, an NP, a registered dietitian, a massage therapist who's licensed, who needs credits for your maintaining your license, it can be used for that. And also you will learn a lot about how do you incorporate herbal medicine into your life, your family's life, and if you're a health professional, your patient's life. And not only do you get 18 CEUs, you also can use them towards becoming an RH, which is a registered herbalist, if you want to. So all kinds of reasons we have the Natural Nurse Herb Certification Course. I do offer this class all year. It's a 4-month long class with lots of homework and lectures and hands-on activity, but I only offer it as a group class once a year. And that, of course, is very cost-effective, where we learn the basics of herbal medicine. We talk about botany and botanical nomenclature, also using herbs specifically and how to create a protocol, an herbal protocol for yourself and your family. And we also go into the consciousness of plants, the aspects of human-plant communication that have been so well verified scientifically. Of course, Dr. Zamperone and I have written about 16 books, and you can find them at naturalnurse.com under books. And all of our media is there for free, as well as a plethora of articles on every aspect in natural medicine. So you can go ahead and visit naturalnurse.com, and you can also email us or go to Facebook, all from the website. Today, we are so happy to have as our guest, Dr. Frances Palmer. Dr. Palmer is a world-renowned board-certified surgeon, plastic surgeon, and author of What's Your Number? He has spent more than 3 decades helping people look younger by altering outside appearances with surgery, and he has now shifted his focus to helping people learn ways to turn back the clock from the inside out. He's going to discuss studies in aging, which we'll look at, and how changing our lifestyle, such as eating the right foods and exercise, and also very specific supplementation that can be very, very helpful, such as alpha-ketoglutaric acid, or AKG. So thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Palmer.
Hey, Ellen, it's a pleasure to be here.
I know it's early in the morning where you are, and I appreciate that you joined us for our listening audience, both today and many people then download these podcasts later on. So it's great that you were able to bring us on board today. Let's talk a little bit about what is the difference between someone's age and their biological age.
Sure. It's your actual age or chronological age is a simple measure of take today's date, subtract your birth date, and that's your chronological age or how old you are. Your biological age is something that looks at what age level your cellular and biological functions are acting. And it goes back to what most of the research now into longevity, which is a hot topic. It says, well, geez, we want to live longer. The question is, though, do you want to live longer in a diseased or unhealthy state, or do you want to live longer in an optimal health state? So looking at biological age as a measure of, I don't want to say healthy, but obviously if everything at the cellular biological age is operating at a healthier state, your biological age would be younger. So that goes back to the same sort of thing we hear all the time, 60 is the new 40 or 40 is the new 20. And, you know, that's bantered around all the time, but doesn't really say what it means. And to me, what it means is a 60-year-old is now has the ability to have biological cellular function at a 40-year-old level, which is a long answer, but I think it's important to frame everything we're going to talk about today.
You know, and there's testing available now that we didn't have before. And I have to say, I just had mine done, which is called a Nutra Eval. And, you know, by the way, it was covered 100% by Medicare, which is pretty exciting. And it went into very deep understanding of what we'll call methylation status and DNA methylation, which I'd love for you to explain to our listeners, because I don't think you find this out in just a regular blood test.
No, you don't. And so to answer that in bits, let's just talk about the ways that people can get their biological age measured. There, as you mentioned, there's numerous different tests that are available. Most of them are blood tests. The simplest that I've found is a home-based saliva-based test that will look at the DNA methylation patterns. And so, you know, what are we talking about DNA methylation and what the heck does that mean? Well, you know, there's certain parts of our genetic code, our DNA, that are methylated or not methylated, and they're used to turn on and off the expression of these genes, which is obviously important for our function. So that's all well and good, but if you're supposed to be able to have a certain section of your DNA or your genes being expressed, and the methylation pattern is off because of disease states, because of aging, then that's obviously a problem. And research has shown that a really accurate way to measure biological age is through DNA methylation patterns. So that's why we've jumped now to, okay, well, this is something you may want to look at, and these are the type of tests that can be done. And Ellen, you're right. They're different tests, and some of them look at really a large number of the CP islands or the areas where these genes can be methylated. When speaking to the saliva, the CEO of the saliva-based test, you know, they all have to correlate. You know, everything in medicine is, if you're going to do something that's slightly different than everybody else, and by that I mean if you're going to look at a smaller number of methylation areas, you have to correlate those results somehow with tests that look at a large number. And again, why would you look at a smaller number versus a large number? Well, I think it's all about economy of time, economy of discomfort and you know, to get a blood test, even a finger prick is a little bit more invasive, more issue for people than it is simply taking a little bit of saliva and putting it on a card.
That's for sure. Yeah, it's a really simple thing. But yeah, I'm so excited that you're explaining this to us, Dr. Palmer. And let's make sure people know how to find you. You can find Dr. Palmer at drpalmer.com, because there's so much incredible information we will be sharing. So you may want to find him later for follow-up. But what you're saying is so amazing. So people could do an at-home saliva test, and they could find out their level of something that we were going to talk about, alpha ketoglutarate.
Now, they won't find their level of alpha ketoglutarate. So now, why are we all of a sudden? So we talked about biological age, we talked about how to measure it with DNA methylation patterns, why it's important. And so now we're talking about a specific supplement called AKG or alpha ketoglutarate. It turns out that alpha ketoglutarate is naturally occurring in your body, and it is essential for the energy production of every cell in your body. That's slightly a significant role. And it turns out that AKG is also sort of intertwined with this ability for the DNA to be methylated in the right, let's call it the right order, the right sequence, where part of the DNA is either methylated or not methylated. So AKG appears to be associated with that and to help with that. So now all of a sudden we're letting people know, hey, this is a supplement that you may want to take a look at. AKG has been around, Ellen, I don't know, for 40 years. It was discovered by bodybuilders, and they found that it helped them recover from, you know, their muscles to recover from strenuous workouts. It has now been gone through a plethora of testing, and it will continue to do so, looking at its ability to decrease inflammation, to impact the level of methylation at these specific CP island sites, and therefore to affect biological age. So the one of the papers that puts this all, wraps this all up now that we explained this, was recently published in Aging, and it found that a very specific blend of calcium-based AKG with vitamin A for men and vitamin D for women, and I'll explain why that came about. But that specific supplement taken for 7 months reduced biological age on an average of 8 years. That's almost a decade, without making any lifestyle changes. And compare that to another study that was recently published in Aging. That was a 12-month comprehensive program where people signed up and they had to exercise at least 30 minutes a day of moderate strenuous activity for 5 days a week. They had to get a minimum of 7 hours of sleep. They had to go through behavioral stress reduction exercises. They had to take probiotics. They were on a restrictive diet, and they took various supplementation. At the end of the 12 months, the control group actually reduced their biological age by an average of 2 years. So you're talking about 2 years with all these lifestyle interventions, and then with this specific supplement, calcium-based supplement, a 400% improvement, so four times the reduction in biological age. So AKG, as we know, is an amazing molecule. It does, however, require adjustments to make sure that the body is able to absorb it. So this proprietary blend actually is timed released to be absorbed in the small intestine, where it's believed that the optimal amount of absorption is occurring.
Well, I think that's wonderful information for someone to get, and you can, like Dr. Palmer is explaining to us, you can get a saliva at home test, or like what I just did. It's just amazing, because to me, it's amazing that it was covered on Medicare, It's called a NutriValve, and there are several other such tests, and they measure exactly what you're talking about, Dr. Palmer, a whole range of mitochondrial supports that are naturally occurring within the citric acid cycle of our body, which is where this alpha ketoglutaric acid should be. It yeah. should actually be there. Yeah. And, you know, you actually can find out if yours is interfered with, or of course you can just try using the supplement and see how you feel.
Yeah. You know, I think that's a couple things. One, before I make this next point, I just want to let the listeners understand that AKG, even though it occurs in the body naturally, it decreases as we age. And so somewhere between the age of 40 and 80 years of age, the body, the level of AKG can drop tenfold, not 10%, tenfold. And that means that at age somewhere in between 40 and 80, you may have only 10% the amount of AKG that you had when you were younger. And unfortunately, you can't get it from food. You can't get it from a specific diet. It has to be supplementation. So now I think we have all the parameters we need to accurately judge why this would be something we're interested in. And then I wanted to address what you just said about the testing. You know, as a physician, as a clinician for over 30 years, I've had the ability to see patterns and where things were headed. And this is exactly where medicine is headed. It's customization based on what each particular patient really requires. If you think about it, that is the most efficient, effective way for us to make meaningful identification, diagnosis, and then intervention. I don't want to say treatment because not everything's a disease state, but clearly intervention. So what you just mentioned is you get this test and it shows you all these things. And I think it's wonderful because now somebody that has the knowledge can say, hey, look, I think this would be very specific for you. And this isn't very specific for you. And the other thing that has been shown is that unfortunately, people who just take handfuls of supplements, they have a tendency to cancel the beneficial effects out.
Wow, that is phenomenally interesting, Dr. Palmer. Why don't you expound more on that? In other words, just going, like so many of my clients will walk in, they don't feel well.
Right.
They're carrying three shopping bags full of a million vitamins,
right.
many of which have toxic components as fillers.
Right.
And also what you just said, that without right. knowledge, they actually can, they one can fit into one of these citric acid cycles, let's say, in a way that's going to inhibit the next one from being created or being utilized. So there's so much to know.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think it's just another cautionary tale that just if one supplement has a positive benefit, doesn't mean that adding two or three or four more is going to be cumulative or additive. In fact, the animal models and the animal studies show that that's exactly the opposite. The more you take, the less benefit you get. And at some point it actually becomes detrimental. And so I know they're well-meaning. I think the problem is just it's everything's readily accessible, right? You just, like you said, you can walk into a grocery store and have just handfuls of supplements, And that's why I think what you're doing is so very important at this point is you're educating people about what they should consider before they make all those choices. And then it has to be, the information has to be in a way that they can really understand it. And so I think that will help people. I would again, just tell people, just avoid the tendency to grab armfuls of supplements and just start taking them. I think you have to look at some research that's done. Again, human research is the best, right? The real world data for me is even better. That's human research that was done with people taking a certain supplement designed to do something. It was then measured about whether it did it or not. And if it did it, then you can take some positive conclusion. So I think these are all important things for people to know.
Now, I know that we did a show together before, which was a little bit shorter, but you did throw out a website called rejuvant.com, R-E-J-U-V-A-N-T.com. Why would someone want to visit that? What are you going to find there?
Well, and that is where they can read more about the study and also the specific proprietary supplement that was used in that study, because that's the only source that they'll be able to get it. Again, animal testing at the Buck Institute of Aging showed that specific formulation was more effective in both men and women, and more effective, significantly more effective than plain AKG. Again, AKG has been around for at least four decades. And what I don't want people to do is just go on the internet, like I know they'll do, and see the cheapest version of AKG and say, well, I want to get some of that. You certainly can do that, but you won't be getting the formulation, the purity, and the absorption of the supplement that was used in the study that we mentioned.
So this is really very advanced, because we're talking about, now I don't want anyone to think that you're saying, just take this one pill regardless of what it is and continue eating junk food and not exercising and not sleeping and being aggravated all the time and everything's going to be fine.
Yeah, and that's why I mentioned both those studies. So clearly, I don't believe that doing multiple lifestyle interventions would be detrimental in any way, shape, or form, even though multiple supplements could be, right? It's not the same. And I think we all know that probably the worst thing is stress. And so stress and having sedentary lifestyle, in my opinion, are probably the two most important things where people could look at making epigenetic changes. And that's what we talked about is.
Oh, true. But in today's world, Dr. Francis, let's talk a little bit about stress, because I don't think there's an individual who is not under stress right now. I mean, I'll just name one in my life. I got COVID it was on the 12th is when I got my first symptom. I luckily had an at-home test, so I did it. And I got very sick. I was surprised, because I'm somebody who tends to stay really healthy all the time. So it was shocking to me. But, here in Florida, they set up these clinics where you could just go in and get monoclonal antibody therapy, which I did. And when I tell you, that was several days later, about a week into it, I felt an immediate turnaround. I mean, immediate. And not only myself, there were literally hundreds of people there at this free clinic. Florida set up 5 intervention centers. And I said, oh, this is just amazing. How could I feel better before the hour that you have to sit after the therapy is over? It was just incredible. And that's what everyone else sitting around me said, as well as a lot of the research that I had read. Yet today, as a nurse, I got an advisory from the Florida Department of Health that the United States government and the FDA has revoked the permit for monoclonal antibody therapy.
I just read that.
Why is that, Dr. Francis? This is talk about stress.
Well,
I am livid.
I didn't have time to, because I'm just like you said, I'm just waking up having my coffee. I saw that, and their reasoning was because it's not specifically targeting the Omicron variant. I don't understand. People will have to go see from the administration if they can understand what their actions were. I don't understand that. I actually got COVID really very early on during the birth of our first grandchild, and I got really, really sick. I mean, really, really sick. And this is back when nobody knew how to treat anybody, and I would have gone to the hospital, but people were literally dying. So I figured out how to treat myself with antibiotics and steroid inhalers and so on. this is not a joke. This is very serious.
This is not a joke. No, let me tell you, it ticked my butt. And I have to say, I'm a really healthy person. I use natural things. This was an impressive illness.
Yeah. And I think you're right. Back to the stress point. I can't remember another time in my lifetime. I've been involved in 30 years, not only in medicine, but conducting clinical trials and everything else. I can't remember a more stressful time ever. And it's the unknown. Am I going to get it? Am I going to give it to somebody? Am I going to be sick? Am I going to die? Am I going to blah? I mean, this is horrible. And I think this is a good example of hyper stress. But stress is always around, and stress is just awful. It tears your immune system down. And I think that's the main reason why people need to figure out what are they going to do to decrease stress in their life. And there is no one answer for any one person, because we all live different lives. And so the one thing I would say is, number one, make sure that in having an active lifestyle, whatever level you can do, do something, do both of those, because they'll help each other. And if you need to seek professional education on various ways to reduce your stress, do it. It's definitely worthwhile.
Well, so true. Wow. Thank you for sharing that very personal story with us. And I'm so happy you came through it and me. But I have to say, that monoclonal antibody was fabulous. And it doesn't matter, I think, if it's the Omicron variant, because who the heck knows what people have? You know, these, as we know, as you know, of course, as a physician, and everyone really knows that these organisms are in a constant state of evolution. Right. So there's not like a sudden cutoff date where all of a sudden it's no longer has any kind of delta-like characteristics and is something different.
Yeah, I mean, I can't explain why they did that. I mean, if you have, and again, the monoclonal antibodies, for the people listening, you know, what is that? That's just basically a way to give your body the antibodies. So antibodies fight against something that really shouldn't be in your body, whether it's something you're allergic to or it's an invading organism, whatever it is. And so having those antibodies, as Ellen's saying, is she was given a boost of antibodies to help fight that acute COVID infection. I don't know what to say.
I know. We won't go there, because we're talking politics.
It's not medical.
I
just don't know what to say about it.
As a doctor, as knowledgeable as you are, and many years myself as a nurse have been involved, I'm not getting that explanation at all. Right. But be that as it may, moving forward, people can still get it, by the way. Like, it was available, if I wanted to get it, not free from the government, but from a private IV service for $1,200.
Yikes.
Yeah, but God forbid.
Yeah.
If I needed something to save my life, thank God.
Yeah.
Maybe I could do that, but not everybody could. So that makes it only for the wealthy, rather than at a free clinic available to all. So I'm livid about this, let me tell you. So that's stressful.
Yeah, I bet.
So what techniques do you personally use or recommend for your patients, since life is stressful? We can have that as a bottom line. It's one stress or another is going to be with us. And using something like calcium AKG can help really our biological system, because it is found within the citric acid cycle. And many people may know that's really what makes our energy. And it could certainly be one of those things, the lack thereof, that makes us have a downward energy spiral.
Yeah, well, I think it, so again, a lot of these things come together, right? Again, we've heard all of this, right? We have people turn 40 and they go, I don't have the energy I used to have. Well, we just learned that your AKG levels start to decrease at 40. And so maybe that's what tied in, you know, because AKG is, like we're saying here multiple times, it's key for the TCA or energy cycle production for every cell of the body. So that makes sense. So something like that might help. For for stress reduction, I think first it's a recognition that this is happening, and then maybe I would start to look at the triggers, right? I think it's important when these really complicated things to try to narrow it down to go look at, see if you can identify two or three triggers. Triggers are those things that would cause you to have increased stress. And you'll know when you're, if you start examining your daily life, you're going to be able to identify these. And then identify which are the ones that you can change, and which is the ones that you can't change. And the ones you can't change, you have to learn to adapt yourself so that they don't affect you so much emotionally. And that would be, you know, find a higher authority if that's what you like, or take yoga or meditation or whatever it is that you need to do. But I think first recognize it's an issue, find the triggers, identify which ones you can affect. If you can effectively remove those triggers, that's always the best. If you can't, like an example, if it's a spouse, then I think what you have to do is change your behavior. I think the problem we all have is we want to change everyone else when it's probably much better to change us.
Well, thank you so much for that, you know, wisdom. And we're going to talk more with you when we come back. We're going to take a little break right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z, so that you can hear something from the Natural Medicine Chest, which are little shorts that Dr. Zamperone and I put together about different aspects of natural health and wellness. And I would want to remind you that we are talking today with our knowledgeable guest, Dr. Frances Palmer, who is a world-renowned board-certified surgeon, and we'll be talking about plastic surgery a little bit when we come back. And also, he's talking about a specific combination called calcium AKG, and you can find out more about it and also about a home saliva test you can get to analyze yourself at rejuvent.com. You can also find Dr. Palmer at his website, drpalmer.com. And we will be right back with more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. Welcome back once more to The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. You can always find us at naturalnurse.com. We invite your comments and suggestions for topics you'd like to hear about, and we invite you to take advantage of all the free information that we have at naturalnurse.com. And also you can comment at Facebook, The Natural Nurse. Today, our guest is Dr. Frances Palmer, medical doctor, world-renowned board-certified plastic surgeon, and author of What's Your Number?, which is talking about not only your biological age, which we all know what that is, but also your overall age in terms of health and longevity. And we're talking about how a specific thing that can actually fit into receptor sites in your body, which is called AKG, and in particular calcium AKG, can make a difference. So one thing I'd like to ask you, Dr. Palmer, as a plastic surgeon, and certainly you have years of, you know, practice with that art, and I will say an art, don't you feel that when people looked younger, that did that help their stress level?
Yeah, and it's interesting. The book that I published, it was actually published in 2009, and it was a reflection of then 2 decades of me actually performing plastic surgery. And, you know, I had an international practice. I used to fly internationally to do this as well. And the book started out to be a book about procedures and how I thought people needed to understand this, just like I think they need to understand what we're doing right now today. And it was so they could make informed decisions. And it turned out to be all about the ways that people can improve themselves both inside and out. And the reason I did that is I went through various thought exercises. After I wrote the book, I rewrote it 5 times. And you've written books, so you know how difficult this is. And the preface really shares my experience. So it basically proves that you can't separate how you look from how you feel. And that sounds trite, but it's really, really true. If you don't feel well, you don't look good. If you don't look good, you don't feel well. And so working on both.
Wait, I want to stop you there. That's interesting.
Yeah.
You know, I think everybody would agree with the first part. So the second part is really supportive of people getting plastic surgery if they are in a position to be able to do so, and if they're not happy with how they look.
Yes, but there's caveats. There's always caveats. So the caveat would be as long as it makes meaningful change. Now, we all know and seen that there's many, many, many instances where people do something, filler, surgery, and they do not look better. I want to tell you, most of them are highly stressed. And that's what motivated me to write this book in the first place. I was really, really tired of seeing people from all over the world that would come to me and saying, I went here, I did this, I did that, and I did that somewhere else, not with me. And look at me and look what happened. And I said, and I would start asking them, did you understand what you were doing? What the pluses and minuses, what were you trying to accomplish? And there is a specific way, and I own the patents on this information now, where you can analyze the beauty of person in a quantitative manner, which gives you almost a point by point method on how you can improve it, whether they're a little bit invested, moderately, or they want to do a lot. But nowhere will you do something that will deviate them from making them continually look better. And that is simply not done, even today.
Oh, so that's interesting. Now, I know for me, I sort of never had a desire, like I never cared, I guess. I never characterized myself in terms of how I look, I will say. Even as a woman, I was always deeply involved in science. I was usually the only girl on the surgery team at Cornell, you know, and I always related to myself and my own feelings of self-worth was more about, let's say, intellectual pursuits. So that was really hard for me to grasp how someone would need or want plastic surgery to feel better. But then as I aged and several people I know had different procedures done, it really did seem to lift their spirits.
Yeah, there was a patient not long after I worked out sort of all these things I'm telling you. So I trained with some of the best surgeons in the world. I got out. And the first year, you know, I'm a Virgo. I just have to understand things. And I just thought to myself, geez, I'm really depressed. There's something missing here. And so I just spent hour upon hour, thousands, tens of thousands of hours to figure it out. And I remember after I was doing this for 2-3 years, I worked on a really well-known female comedian. And she came to me and said, I want to tell you what you do. And I thought, uh-oh, what's she going to tell me? She said, you remove the excess baggage of life. And I said, well, what do you mean by that? And she said, well, I would have to spend so much time during the day worrying about how I was going to, you know, look a certain way for me to perform. And this was her sort of issue. She said, but now doing what you did for me, I don't need to worry about that anymore. It's just something I can move on and think about other things. And I thought, well, that's interesting. So I always thought, and I still believe that people have the right to be the best versions of themselves, whether it's your lifestyle, your personality, your health, your appearance. And through the book, I really lead people through multiple thought exercises, because I'm a big believer in that. Of showing them how these things are so intertwined. And it could be just as simple as you have the flu. There's no way that your objective overall measure of your state of well-being and attractiveness remains the same when you even have a slightly altered health state, let alone a chronic disease, let alone stress in your marriage, let alone problem with your kids or worry about your job. There's no way. It is naive for us to think that these don't have ramifications on both our health and our appearance. And I am definitely not all for people who are, you know, overly vain, you know, seeking perfection. But I have to tell you, in my experience, that's less than 1% of the patients that I used to see.
Really? That's really interesting. 1%. So you're saying that 1% is really low, and I honor your opinion about this. This is something you've done for decades. You also on a really well known in terms of that part of your field. And you're saying that most people who were seeking plastic surgery were not doing it for vanity.
Yeah, well, and they weren't the overly obsessed, overly obsessive. And the overly obsessive are people who would come in and say, I don't like this. And I would say, well, I'm going to show you that that's going to account for less than 1% of me improving your appearance. It's very difficult. You're unlikely to get a good result. And they would continue. That's the obsessive. That's 1%. The rest of them said, look, I just want to look better. I don't like this. And they may pick the wrong feature of the face to improve, but they're not the expert. It's for me to sit down and say, look, that'll improve you 5%, but why don't we look at these other areas? They won't require surgery. They're easier to do. They're less expensive, and they're going to give you a far better result. Why wouldn't you start with those? Most people would be reasonable and say, okay, I agree 1,000%. So it's a lack of understanding and knowledge that I believe drives the majority of people to look for improvement. And again, only 1% were like, okay, I'm obsessed with this. I'm going to do this no matter what you say. And those are obviously the people I would pass on.
Right. That wouldn't be the best patient in your book. But what made you decide to move away from that and move more towards internal enhancements of youth and longevity?
I was always doing it. So as a science major at San Diego State, biology major, I was looking and reading articles on the benefits of taking vitamin C supplementation. So it started in 2000, I think. I started to do really significant involvement with developing products for multiple companies at different stages in the medical device, the biopharmaceutical, nutraceutical, and cosmeceutical industries. And I've been involved as medical director, chief medical officer, principal investigator for a slew of these, some really, really interesting technologies. We won't have time to talk about those, but I've always been fascinated by it. When I wrote the book in 2009, I'd already, like I said, been practicing for 20 years, and it was an operating manual. What I learned was so impactful for me, as I reveal in the preface, that I thought, It's not that I stopped one for the other. During the whole time, I was doing both of these. I had a full practice, and I was doing all this consulting and development work. You know, every practice has an end. To me, and it ended a couple years ago, so that was after 30 years. I really was at the point now where not only did I have this drive to do development in all these different products. And this one is, you know, this calcium AKG is one of them. But I also now have patents and I work as a CEO of several tech companies bringing this to knowledge. Because, what I just said about the ability to accurately analyze something, and if it isn't commonplace, I think every person on this planet should have the ability to have that done for them if they so desire, whether it's to improve their health or to improve their appearance. And they should do nothing. They should spend not one penny on anything that doesn't give them a consistent, reliable, positive improvement. And that's what my book taught me. And I just feel that way until I take my last breath. And I'm going to do everything I can for people to be able to have that ability in whatever manner I'm able to do it.
Well, that is very inspirational words there. And we're going to take another break right here, Dr. Palmer, and then we'll come back just to, finish up our time together. I really have appreciated all your knowledge and all your sharing. And we're going to have a break right here on Progressive Radio Network so that you can learn more about the station, the shows they bring to you, and all that's going on right here with Natural Nurse and Dr. Z on Progressive Radio Network. And welcome back to more right here on the Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. We're so happy to have you with us today. I'm Ellen Kamai, the Natural Nurse, and you can always find out more at naturalnurse.com and also drznaturally.com. Many of you know my co-host, Dr. Eugene Zamperone, naturopathic physician, and we've been doing these shows together. Let me see. I think it's about 40 years. In the old days, they used to be called just radio. And now we're actually on the radio, but we're also on as a podcast. So I think those things have blended over the years. And today, we're so happy to be hosting Dr. Francis Palmer, MD, world-renowned board-certified plastic surgeon. You can find him at drpalmer.com. And he has a long history of investigating what's best, what he can really share with clients and patients for so many decades. And then he has moved into how nutrition can actually help you. And in particular, is helping people with a specific nutrient called calcium AKG. That's calcium alpha ketoglutarate. And you can find out more about that at rejuvent.com. So we only have a few minutes together now, but we certainly have shared a tremendous amount of information. Dr. Francis, I thank you for that. What will people find at rejuvent.com?
They can go to rejuvent.com and look at the various studies, what they mean, explanations about AKG, why calcium AKG with either vitamin A or vitamin D3 is essential for either whether you're a man or a woman. There's a lot of research there. There's a lot of explanations there. And I think it's a good place for people to go to see if you're, if you just don't have the energy level that you used to. I think that's a good thing for you to evaluate and see, well, maybe I want to go ahead and try that supplement. I think it's interesting, Ellen, the younger generation, because I have children of that age, they are more vested in, I want to say, just not aging, which, you know, not, they can't stop that completely. But I think what they're really trying to say is they want to extend their health span. They want to extend the time that they're living at an optimal level of health. And I think that should be our main goal. There's no sense living to 150 and being frail and sickly and all that stuff. I mean, who wants to suffer for a long period of time? We want to live at a greater level of optimal health. So we want to work on our health span.
Now, just sure, can you just throw out to me a little bit of why the different vitamins are linked depending on your sex?
Yeah, so it was, again, it was all from the Institute of Aging, the Buck Institute of Aging, animal models and animal research, which was over 5, 7, 8 year period. And it was more discovery. So this, you know, alpha-ketoglutarate was one of many, many, many supplements known as GRAS, generally regarded as safe ingredients by the FDA that the company was looking at. And it was, as you know, it's a really efficient, a useful way to look at large amounts of compounds and their various combinations, where it would literally take, what, 50 years to try to do it in human studies because of the, you know, the length of the time you'd be looking at the subjects. So it was discovery. It wasn't something that was randomly chosen. It wasn't just where, you know, somebody woke up and said, well, I think AKG will work. Let's go ahead and throw some calcium in there. Let's throw some vitamin A in there. And it was shown to be very specific for gender, which was sort of surprising. But, you know, and I've done so much of this development, like we talked about earlier, things work or don't work for a reason. Just because we don't understand them doesn't mean that those facts aren't there. So I think it's in discovery where you learn these things, and then you go on further to see whether they work in human studies, in real world data studies where humans actually take it and find that it's effective.
Well, that's really fascinating as well. So thank you so much for sharing all of your expertise with us today, right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z.
My pleasure. Thank you, Ellen.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z right here on Progressive Radio Network. We bring you this show every week on Tuesdays, 10 to 11 a.m. But of course, with the modern world, nothing is linked to time and space anymore. So you can tune in from wherever you are at any time, both at Progressive Radio Network. And I know it's listed on all kinds of podcasts for your listening pleasure. And you're always welcome to get in touch with us at naturalnurse.com or Facebook, The Natural Nurse. Until next time, this is Ellen Kamai, The Natural Nurse. And on behalf of myself and my co-host, Dr. Eugene Zamperone, we're hoping that you stay healthy.